The red glow of her alarm showed it was yet a half hour till the time she had set it to wake her, and she lay quite still, not lifting her head, trying to configure the change. It was dark, but not as dark as it should be. Across the bedroom, she could clearly make out the dull glint of her writing trophies on cluttered shelves, and above them, the looming faces of rock stars she had once thought she could care about. She listened. The silence that filled the house was different, too, expectant, like the pause between the intake of breath and the uttering of words. Soon there would be the muted roar of the furnace coming alive in the basement, and the old farmhouse floorboards would start their ritual creaking complaint. She slipped out from the bedclothes and went to the window.